Executive Director Michael O'Connell says there's no time to waste. The landfill's gates will close in about 25 years at the current rate we're sending trash to it. He wants people to feel a sense of urgency about the group effort it's going to take to increase recycling and composting food waste.
We hope, and our vision is, it will be a statewide priority, which would mean a lot of different constituencies have to be engaged in it, not just us. It has to be, you know, the regulators, the legislators, the public utility companies. Processors have to be interested in it, customers who are going to actually deliver the material. So it's a wide net of different constituencies that have to be involved in the system to make it work.
O'Connell says the agency will soon embark on a long-term study to figure out how much recyclables and food waste end up in the landfill. That will guide what initiatives to adopt to extend the life of the landfill. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.